you got your list? Today's the day for the holiday greetings on the radio across the state. There's really nothing else like it. If you want to pass on best wishes to relatives or friends in other parts of Alaska, this is your chance. You can call now, 1-800-478-8825. That's 478-TALK. And Anchorage, a local call of 550-8422. Email talk@aprn.org. If the lines fill up, just try again. This show moves pretty fast. It helps to make a list so you remember everybody. Who do you want to send your greetings to on Talk of Alaska statewide?
Today's program is underwritten in part by First National Bank Alaska, serving Alaskans' financial needs for nearly a century. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The Alaska Comprehensive Health Insurance Association was created by the legislature to provide insurance coverage for Alaskans who may feel they have become uninsurable. It offers hope to people with certain high-risk chronic illnesses or those who have exhausted employer-based insurance, and to some under 65-year-olds who are Medicare eligible. Find out more. Ask an insurance broker about ACHIA. More information at www.achia.com. This message sponsored by the Alaska Comprehensive Health Insurance Association.
Well, if you've never done this before, it's really rather a simple process. We rip through tons and tons of phone calls from people all across Alaska, giving greetings to other people all across Alaska that they know that maybe they forgot to send cards to, maybe, or maybe they have cards that didn't quite get to the post office box yet, or maybe they just thought of somebody that they didn't send greetings to. Anyway, because the program Talk of Alaska is uniquely heard all over the state of Alaska in all these different communities in the state, it's kind of a rare opportunity, and we love to do it once a year and let everybody just share their greetings for whatever holiday it is that they're celebrating, the solstice or Christmas or Russian Christmas or Kwanzaa, yeah, Hanukkah, whatever it is, you're welcome to call and pass on your greetings to your friends and acquaintances all across the state. The telephone number, as I believe I mentioned, is 1-800-478-8255. That's statewide. A local call in Anchorage of 550-8422. And the way it works is I have a prompter here that tells me who is calling from where. All I do is I just simply introduce you, and you can take it away. You can even give greetings to people in your own community if you want. It's a lot of fun to listen to. You can listen to hear if somebody gives a greeting to you. You can listen to hear just the way the different voices sound from all over the state of Alaska. That's always enjoyable. And we also have the email open, talk@aprn.org. And so you can put greetings in that way. Sometimes the phone lines get jammed up. Sometimes, in fact, the whole shop here at APTI has to come to a halt because nobody can make a phone call because we are maxing out the phone lines. So I did get an email already. Some people get in real quick. And LJ Evans is one of those because she has been doing this for so many years. She is an Esther. She says, it's been a long time since I've seen you in the flesh. I hope you are well and thriving. Please pass along greetings to lots of folks in Sitka, especially old friends Carol and Hal Kumaro and new friend Barbara Bingham. This holiday season, I am remembering our friend Yvonne Mosey, who passed away in August. In Anchorage, greetings to Veronica and Yegor Christman, and a lot of other folks there, too many to mention. Greetings across Alaska to the wonderful volunteers who work with the AFS Foreign Exchange Student Program to bring young people from faraway places to our communities and send our own kids overseas. Your efforts make the world a smaller and more friendly place. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Solstice, Hanukkah, Eid. Greetings to everyone. May we all live in peace and prosperity from L.J. Evans in Esther. Thanks a lot for those good wishes, L.J. And sure enough, here they come. Let's go to Marcia from Petersburg. You're on Talk of Alaska, Marcia.
Oh, good morning, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And to this goes to our friends far away in Barrow, to Lorena and son Patrick. Watch out for the polar bears. In Two Rivers, to Xenia, happy holidays. From Hospital Angel, Marcia, and Mark. in Tok, to Bo, Diane, Jake, and Sam. Hello from the Banana Belt of Alaska. And in Nuiqsut, to Maggie and Ski, Ixie and Andre and family. Hello from your used-to-be, a million years ago, neighbor in Homer. Wishing the merriest Christmas and the best of the new year to you all. That's from Marcia and Frank in Petersburg.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcia and Frank. And by golly, you got a huge portion of geography in there. And thank you so much for getting your thoughts organized before you call. That is very helpful if you actually do make a list. But of course, then again, you could just call again. The telephone number is 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. And from Petersburg again, here is Nancy. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Nancy.
Hello. Thanks for the show. I appreciate this every year. I want to send all happy greetings to the season to my friends in Fairbanks, most especially Martin, and to my sister Laura and my friends in Anchorage. Love and light in this most joyous season.
All right. Thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you.
It's interesting. Our very first call comes from all the way down in southeast Alaska, and naturally they're sending greetings all the way up to Barrow and Nuiqsut, so we just spanned the state with that. Our telephone number is 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-TALK. Email is talk@aprn.org. That can be kind of a handy option, especially later in the show when the calls really start jamming up. And we'd love to hear from you. They can't do this in radio stations across the rest of the country. Only in Alaska is it deemed a necessity to be able to put personal messages on the radio. Anyplace else, there's actually a legal bar to that, but in Alaska, it's allowed because of our remoteness and the importance of radio as a communications means. And so it's because of that that we are able to send these greetings all across the state of Alaska for this holiday season. We've been doing this ever since we started Talk of Alaska, and it's just a total hoot to listen to. I would love to sometime be able to listen to it instead of hosting it, but so it goes. Here's Herman, joins the program from Barrow. Herman, welcome to Talk of Alaska. Hello.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We like to listen to you guys every year.
All right.
Merry Christmas greetings to James and Rhoda Levitt, to my wife Sylvia, and to my children, Naomi, Uriah, Isaiah, and Villigan. And also, Merry Christmas to Kenny Tiger and Ann and Wainwright. And in Tikiok, I'd like to wish my buddy Jacob Bain Jr. and Della Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And also, in Nuiqsut, Thomas Nukabirak, and in Barter Island, Alaska, Oktovik, Fenton, and Sonia Rexford, and Kasich, and Mary. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, Herman.
Bob. Merry Christmas.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody in Point Hope, everybody in Wainwright, at Pacific, Nuiqsut, Oktovik, on Oktovik Pass, and a very special Merry Christmas to my mother, Georgia Lomitsa, in Anchorage, and to all my aunts and uncles coming from George and Matilda. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Going to pass the phone to anybody else there? They got the technique down in Barrow. They're great phone passers in Barrow. You get an office will call up, and everybody in the office will have a list of greetings, and they'll just pass it from one to another. This next call comes from Esther in Anaktuvik Pass. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Esther.
Yes, Merry Christmas. I would like to send my greetings to my family. First of all, my husband Henry and our kids Benjamin, Andrea, Christopher, John Henry, and our youngest daughter at Point Lay, Michelle. Happy holidays, and I would like to send my greetings to all our friends and relatives throughout the state of Alaska, especially to our relatives in Barter Island, Nuiqsut, Atkasuk, Point Lay, Point Hope, Barrow, and Wainwright. And I would like to say happy holidays, to my fifth grade teacher who may be listening in Homer. His name is Mr. Klein. Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Okay, this is coming from Esther. Thank you.
Esther and Anaktuvik Pass, thank you so much for your call and for your holiday greetings to friends and relatives and your former teacher. I like that one. In fact, just about every holiday program that we do, there's usually a few wishes that are sent between people that have not heard from one another in a long time, and one will hear it, and then they will call back, and we'll get that little emotional hit on the show. Let's go to John, joins the program from Sitka. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, John.
Yes, hello, thank you. Just wanted to say hello. This is John Flory calling from Sitka to all my friends up north throughout the state that I've been not able to visit for the last several years here, but and a special greeting for the Christmas season to that musical gang at Susie's Woolies in Anchorage.
They are musical, aren't they?
You bet they are.
Okay, John, you got any more?
No, that's it. Just wanted to say hello to everyone out there.
All right, John, thank you so much for your holiday greetings. The telephone number, 1-800-478-8255. That last call from Sitka, 1-800-478-TALK. A local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. And the email is talk@aprn.org. Currently, I have no emails waiting, so that's a possibility. From Fairbanks now, this is Deborah. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Holiday Edition, Deborah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas first to my son, Connor. I love him. He's wonderful. And to all my friends in Barrow, Price, and Burl, and Casey, and many other friends out there. And to a suburb of Barrow located in Anchorage, hi to all of my friends down there. To all the folks in Fairbanks, my coworkers, and friends at the dog park, thanks so much for your show and Merry Christmas.
At the dog park?
At the dog park in Fairbanks, yes.
Oh,
all dogs and friends.
I didn't know you had a dog park.
We have a long-standing temporary dog park, and we'll
temporary.
Soon have a permanent dog park. It's great.
Well, all right, great. Yeah, I don't know about Anchorage being a suburb of Barrow, though.
Well, there's a small suburb of folks that went from Barrow directly to Anchorage, and I miss them very much. They skipped Fairbanks and went to Anchorage.
Well, hopefully we'll hear from some of them today here on the show as it goes on.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, Deborah, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Deborah from Fairbanks with her holiday best wishes going out to suburban Barrow in Anchorage. So you could... Maybe you've got some coworkers. Maybe, for instance, you were out fighting the fires this summer, and there's people that you saw there that you'd like to give your best wishes to. Or maybe fishing season, you know, people that maybe you set net with, or maybe you crewed with, that you'd like to give your best holiday wishes. Now, some of them are probably in Hawaii, some of them are probably in Seattle, but still... The airwaves are open for your holiday greetings on this holiday greeting edition of Talk of Alaska. Let's go now to Christy, joins the program from Kodiak. Christy, welcome to the holiday edition.
Good morning. I'm calling from Kodiak, and I'd like to wish my friend Mary Ellen Murphy in Valdez and her family Merry Christmas.
All right. Maybe we'll hear back from her.
Okay.
Any other ones, Christy?
Pardon me?
Any other ones? Nothing
right now.
All right, Christy, think of anybody else. Just give us a call back. Hopefully you can...
Okay, well, thank you for having the program.
Oh, it's always fun. It's fun to hear all these voices from all across the state. Sometimes we've got enough time, we can actually ask people what the weather is like and things like that. You know, for a substantial number of people in Alaska, Christmas doesn't come until a week after Christmas this Friday because they celebrate the Russian Christmas. And so... That's yet another holiday. And that's one I hadn't thought of. L.J. Evans brought that one up. I thought of the solstice, of course. And I thought of the of Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. Somebody had to remind me about Kwanzaa. But there are all sorts of different celebrations. To me, it's just kind of a schmear, you know, when the days start getting shorter. And then they slowly start getting longer like they are by, you know, what, 15 seconds or so, or was it a half a second. That's occasion to celebrate, whatever your persuasion. Let's go to Huslia now. And Agnes, welcome to the holiday edition of Talk of Alaska, Agnes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for putting this show on to wish our family greetings and all that, because I was just sending out my family picture, and I would like some of my cousins to send me their address. Anyways, I've got a list here. I'd like to wish happy holidays to my dad and mom in Keokuk, my brother Harold Yatlin, my brother David and sister Marie in Keokuk, Elaine and Steve in Galena, Irene and Gary in Fairbanks, Kathy Jane and John in Washington, Catherine in Fairbanks, Alex in Fairbanks, Oscar Dayton in Keokuk, Dwayne and Leona in Fairbanks, Frankie in Fairbanks, April and John in Keokuk, Josephine in Scotland in Keokuk, Alfred in Keokuk, Lillian and Lee in Fairbanks, and my other half and my other side, my kid's side, Gertie and Huslia, Joyce and Huslia, Eliza and Alcacid, Ronnie and Beaver, Elsie and Huslia, Val and Huslia, Melvin and Fairbanks, Junior and Fairbanks, Daryl and Shirley and Huslia, Emil and Karen and Huslia, Irene and Huslia, Virgil and Sue and Galena, Mark Brown and Fairbanks, Margaret and Gilbert and Galena, my Auntie Jenny and Dave and Galena, Auntie Annie Dayton and Keokuk, Auntie Natty and George in Anchorage, Auntie Andy Simon in Alcacid, and Pollock Simon in Alcacid. And I'm running out of breath, and all my cousins and everybody else, I'm sending out cards, so you'll get them again. And thank you. I'm just all out of air now.
All right, Agnes. Well, that was an awful long list, so I could certainly understand that. So that's all up and down the Keokuk River and as far as Fairbanks and even Anchorage, I heard. Thanks again. Great call from Huslia. Let's go to Anchorage now and Lorraine. Lorraine, you're on the holiday edition of Talk of Alaska.
Thank you for accepting my call. I would like to wish Merry Christmas to my parents in Guigilnuk, Margaret and Owen Beaver, all my relatives in Gangirnuk, also in Ipnuk. I also would like to wish Merry Christmas to everyone in Unalakleet, Alaska, especially my classmates from Covenant High School years ago. I also would like to wish the staff at Tundra Women's Coalition in Bethel a very Merry Christmas. I'm so glad to know that they have that new shelter now. I used to work at TWC years ago. And whoever hears me and recognizes my voice, Merry Christmas to you all and a very Happy New Year. And God bless. Thank you.
All right, Lorraine, and thanks for reminding us about that stimulus money for the Tundra Women's Coalition. I think that really is going to help there in Bethel.
Thank you.
All right. Call to the YK Delta friends and colleagues there from Lorraine in Anchorage. Let's go now to Point Hope and Enoch. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Holiday Edition, Enoch.
Yeah, good morning, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say happy holidays to my sister living in Florida. I know she might be listening on the internet. And also my friends in Barrow, Point Lady, and Nooksack, and Good Pass, and all of the Northrop villages. And also my cousins in Kotzebue, Sandy and Martin and everybody else there, and my relative Kivalina, and my friends in Norvik, Popsy and Lila. Happy holidays to you guys. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for having me on your show.
Enoch in Point Hope, thanks. And I'm glad to hear that KOTZ is coming through loud and clear up there in Point Hope. Is it KOTZ, or do you listen to KBRW?
I would listen to both stations.
Ah, okay. Way to go, man. Thank you so much, Enoch, for your call.
All right, I apologize.
Same to you. Talk of Alaska, the telephone number 1-800-478-8255, all across the state, 478-TALK, a local call in Anchorage, 550-8422, and email is talk@aprn.org. And, oh, geez, I got a bunch of emails I got to look at. Let's go to Ellen now from Fairbanks. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Holiday Edition, Ellen.
Thank you, thank you. I want to wish a happy birthday and a Merry Christmas to Sharon and Joe Dwyer in Homer, Alaska, to the Jago family on the Porcupine River, and to Rufina Shishnikov in Unalaska, Dutch Harbor. A happy Russian Christmas.
All right, Ellen, is that it?
That's it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. This one comes from Blue Jacoby, who wants to pass on holiday greetings to all the Mount Edgecombe students and their families across the state. Happy holidays from your teachers. See you in a couple of weeks. Back to school. Let's go to Melissa now, joins the program from Dillingham. Melissa, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I miss being on open line out there. I always love it when I get a chance to do that.
Yeah, I heard this and thought, well, I should do this too, since
yes,
open line's a couple hours away.
Yeah, go ahead now.
Okay, we're sending happy holidays out to my Aunt Matrona and her family in Wasilla, Debbie Poe, Melody Cox, Dora Andrew, Diane, all out in Anchorage, Mary Adamson in Fairbanks, and to the Goulds down in King Cove. Happy holidays to everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Melissa. Oh, you can see you managed to get beyond the Bristol Bay area, see, with your greetings.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
You guys have happy holidays. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I want to have special thanks to BD Trantina and Len Anderson, who are helping to handle the phones with this huge amount of phone traffic we're getting. And I hope we haven't paralyzed the entire APTI office with this show. But just think, another 40 minutes and it'll be over with. If you want to join the fun and pass on your greetings, make the list first and then call 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-TALK, a local call in Anchorage at 550-8422, and the email is talk@aprn.org. Patricia Deal says, I want to wish a Merry Christmas. This is from Trish in Juneau. I want to wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Julie, Jack, Will, Jeff, the Bryce family, Rebecca, Todd, Tavis, Jonah, Marcus, Jody, Gail, Sam, the West family, and all of our wonderful friends in Fairbanks, Heidi and Darren in Chistochina, and warm wishes to all our friends in Juneau and all around the state, and thank you for this program. It's our pleasure. Believe me, it really is our pleasure. Up to Barrow again now. This is Charles. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Charles.
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to say Merry Christmas to all my Job Corps friends, Larry, Matt, Bavila, up in Chivac, or down in Chivac, and everyone else. You know who you are, all my friends in Fairbanks, Ditta, Merry Christmas, Ditta, all family in Anchorage, Jen, Cheryl, Cammy, Vincent. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
All right, Charles. Yeah, greetings to Barrow South there from Charles and Barrow. Thank you so much for your call. Here's one from JoJo. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to the Parker family in Nome, Linda Scott and Son in Nome, the Schaefers in Kotzebue, the Newlands in Norvik, the Reichs in Kotzebue, and Kiana, and everyone who listens in Southwest Alaska that listen on KYUK 640 AM and 90.3 FM in the Bethel area. And that's from JoJo Prince. All right. Thank you so much, JoJo. who adds, if you lend somebody $20 and you never see them again, it's probably worth it. That's one of those kicker lines people put on their emails. All right. Down to Chivac and Chupik country. Hello, Cody. Welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hello. Thank you. I just wanted to say, this past year, my mother passed away, and her name was Lena B. Ferguson. And I just wanted to wish happy holidays to anyone who knew her as a friend, which includes people from all over Alaska, up north, Seward Peninsula, all over the YK Delta, South Central Alaska, and Southeastern Alaska. Happy holidays to you all. And I also wanted to say Merry Christmas to Lisa Murkowski. She's very kind and courteous to the Native people of Alaska. So Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cody, and thank you for remembering the people that remember someone who left us this year. That's very nice. Thank you very much. That call from Chivac, and now let's go down to Southeast and Petersburg. Sally joins the program from Petersburg. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Sally.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas from Petersburg.
Thank you.
I wanted to let everybody know that our town is in full Yule bucking mode, and if you don't know what that is, you'll just have to come next year and be part of it.
Yule buck.
Yule buck, yeah. And I wanted to wish my Sons of Norway lodges in Alaska a Merry Christmas, a good Yule, and good Nitar. In Fairbanks, Arctic Viking Lodge. In Anchorage, Burnt Balkan Lodge. In Kodiak, Island Viking Lodge. In Juneau, Svalbard Lodge. Sitka, Norske Venner, Ketchikan, Did Not Saul, and of course our very own Fedra Landet here in Petersburg.
Why did you leave out the Sons of Norway in Anchorage?
I didn't. That's Barent Balkan.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I had a language barrier there.
Oh, sorry. Too much accent.
All right, Sally.
Anyway, Merry Christmas to everyone from the Southeast area.
All right. Thanks for your good wishes, Sally. It's Talk of Alaska, the holiday greetings edition, and we're taking calls from all across the state. My advice is make your list before you call, because it's just terrible to suddenly realize you left somebody out and then he can't get through and there's only a few minutes left in the program. Here's, let's do one more. I'm not sure where this is from. Jimmy in, I don't recognize the name, Newsick? Newsen?
Yeah. Newsick.
Nuiqsut. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, I'd like to say greetings to all around the slope. First of all, to my kids, Vernon John Ilabruk. Also to my daughter, Gridley Ilabruk. Also to my new fiance, Christine. Love you. Happy Merry Christmas. Also here in Nuiqsut, to all my family, my brothers and sisters from oldest to youngest, Joe and Nancy, my sister Emily, and Dodo and your kids, and Robert, Eli down in Notat, and your son and all your grandkids. Also to Joni and Cora, Isaac and Lucy and all your kids. My sister Doreen. Also my sister Dora and Eric and all the boys. Also to Robert Kalipsuk here in Nuiqsut. Also in Koktovik. My buddy Papa Dogger, happy holidays, my friend. Also to your mom and all your brothers. All the Koktoviks. Also down to Point Lay, to my first cousin Thomas Nickelberg, and all your family, your mom, all the Koktovik, Point Lay people. Also down in Anchorage, I'd like to say happy greetings to my aunt Jim and Betty Hewey. Also to Leonard and Minnie. You could be rock. All over the slope, I mean, that listening to you at Alaska, Canada, or wherever, and happy, great Christmas. And I'm a Nalik doctor calling me. Merry Christmas, fire off, Sigan, look up, see, search and rescue. Also to all the public work employees. I'd like to thank you all and have a blessed, safe Christmas and Happy New Year's from Jimmy Nickelberg, also from Christine. Okay, thank you very much. Also, one more thing is happy greetings to our secretary here in Public Work, Elizabeth DiPolic. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Call from Nuiqsut, Jimmy, and Christine, and all their holiday wishes. You could tell that they made a map. So they took us out to Point Lay and all the way down to Anchorage and up into Barter Island and so forth. It's Talk of Alaska, geography lesson, language lesson, greetings, a love fest all across the state. Happy Christmas to everybody as Talk of Alaska continues.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from BP, teaming up with Alaskans since statehood and together looking toward a bright future, and by ConocoPhillips, Alaska's oil and gas company.
It's Talk of Alaska. It's the annual holiday greetings edition. I hope you're enjoying hearing all these voices from all across Alaska, and maybe somebody has given their best holiday wishes to you, or you want to give wishes to someone you know from somewhere else in the state. This is your chance. It's just this 1 hour once a year, and we're more than happy to make it available in the whole facilities, the statewide facilities of the Alaska Public Radio Network, some 25 stations strong, all the way out to the Pribilof Islands and Dutch Harbor, Barrow, and so forth, deep into the interior and way down to Ketchikan in southeast, Prince of Wales Island, of course, Petersburg, Haines, all of them, Valdez. And right now, let's go to the Yukon River in Galena. Susan, welcome to Talk of Alaska. Sorry I kept you waiting for so long, Susan.
Oh, that's okay. I'd like to wish my family, my dad, Patty Aska, and my sister, brothers and sisters here in Galena, Merry Christmas, and my co-workers, and my family in Kalskip, Doran, Al, Nikolai, and all my friends along the Yukon River, and have a Merry Christmas. I have one more person here I'd like to wish.
Okay, pass the phone, Susan. Just go ahead and pass the phone.
I want to wish all my family and friends along the Yukon River and everywhere a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Victor George Sr., Victor George Jr., Franklin, Victoria, Jennifer Hellebrandt and family, and all my coworkers, Patty and Amy, Nalner, and all my friends in Huskia, have a merry, merry, merry Christmas from Barbara, Norman, and Sheila and Tiffany and Galena.
All right. Thank you. Is that everybody there?
I don't think so, but that.
Okay. Well, you can always you can always call back. You got more?
Okay. No, that's it.
All right. Thank you. Great call from Galena on the Yukon River. This one from Don Peters. Great to hear from you, Don, by the way. Wanted to say hello and love to Aggie Ayagarok, Ning Ning, Buzz, and Linda Daney and the boys, the Ochows, the Smith family from Cordova, and to all my other family and friends. My grandfather is doing well, and hopefully I will be back soon. Happy holidays, Steve, and thank you again for bringing a homesick soul a little joy in their day, hearing your voice, especially on Sundays. Oh, yes, on Sundays, from Don Peters. Good to hear from you, Don. Let's go to Catherine in Anchorage. Catherine, welcome to the Holiday Greetings Edition of Talk of Alaska.
Thank you very much. I would like to wish happy holidays to my sister Margie and brothers Mark and Mike in Big Delta, Alaska, and happy birthday and happy holidays to a dear friend in Fairbanks, Rosebeth Levno, and to the children of Susan Pomeroy Roberts. They're spread over Alaska. Laurie, Wendy, and Rob. I want them to know that I think of them, and they're often. I have the picture of the Queen of the World on my bookcase and think of her very often.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, Catherine, thank you so much for your call from Anchorage. Let's go now to Maxine, joins the program. Oh, boy, wait a minute. Okay, this is it's fine. Did I lose Ruby? Okay, we'll have to get Ruby back. Maxine and Bethel, welcome to Talk of Alaska. Whoops. Hello, Maxine. We had somebody there. Okay, we'll just make Pat Yak scramble some more, making the phone connections. We'll go to Peggy now in Bethel. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Peggy.
Hello, good morning. Merry Christmas to you and your staff.
Thank you.
And also, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to Sarah Jasper and her family in Akiak, Molly Alexi and her family in Tuliksak, my Aunt Nellie Moses and her family in Akichuk, Ruth Riley and her family in Pitkus Point, Elma Smith Heisler in Nome, Chip and Joanne Swanson, they're up north somewhere, Frida and Dennis Brown in Copper Center, Eunice Williams of Vinatai, the Bethel High School former classmates, classes of 1971 and 72 and their families, and also the Chamawa High School class of 1972 and their families. Merry Christmas to you all, and have a nice New Year's, and also Merry Christmas to Jeannie Green in Anchorage.
All right, thank Peggy. You. Peggy and Bethel, thank you so much, and thank you for passing on your greetings to your classmates. This one's from Jane Fallon. Happy birthday to my husband, Martin, in Palmer. Enjoy your day with Leah, Greg, and Teresa. Love you. And we have Ruby back from Dillingham. Welcome to Talk Alaska, Ruby. Sorry we skipped over you there.
Hi, I would like to wish Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to our relatives in the Kuskokwim area and Bethel. First of all, to Louise and Glenn, Louise Eglin and Glenn, and also to the Beavers, Jacob Nelson and family, Uncle James Lewis and Auntie Agnes, Anna Davis, in the Bethel area, and all our friends and relatives there. There's so many, I can't remember them all. But then also to my brother Roy Hirachka and Adam Chaikluk at Providence Extended Care in Anchorage. Also to my cousin Mark and Gloria and family in Anchorage. To Virginia Martacheski and Heidi and her family. My cousin Evie Desert in Wasilla. Donna and Louis Hirachka in Anchorage, Fred Nielsen and family in Anchorage, William Nicholson and his family in Anchorage, and also to our relatives in Clark's Point, Auntie Little Mary Wassley and her son, and Harry Wassley and Pauline and their family, Henry and Karen and their family, Gusty Wassley and his family, Louise Gardner, Morris Norora George, Sharon Clark and family, and also to my best friend, Mabel, that lives in Ketchikan. She is originally from Barrow. Merry Christmas to you, and may God bless you all, and also to our family here in Dillingham. The Armstrongs, Joyce and Neil Armstrong, Daniel and Roseanne Savo and family, Liz and Rick and their family, Deli and Lila Lopez, Barbara Lopez and her family, Aunt Nisha and her family, and Aunt Nisha Oya, and also to our Uncle Joe in Good News Bay, Auntie Alice Bright and her family, and Koyak and his brothers, Big Mama in Good News Bay, and who else? Uncle Johnny and his family here in Dillingham, and all our relatives, cousins, and friends. May you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a blessed year to all. Thanks very much. And this is from the Murphy family.
Ruby, that was a great job. Thanks for having it so organized there. It's kind of difficult when you live in Dillingham. You probably have relatives, not just in Anchorage, but also up in the YK Delta. So you've got several different geographic areas to deal with there. It can be rather daunting. Our telephone number, 1-800-478-8255, 478-TALK. A local call in Anchorage at 550-8422. An email is talk@APRN.org, which I have a big stack of them now that I have to read. So you can get John ready there, and I will proceed with this one from Cindy and Bill in Petersburg. Merry Christmas and a wonderful new year to Mary, Melissa, and Sarah in Yakutat, and Allison down south. Thanks for helping celebrate 20 years of Christmas friendship. Happy holidays to Demetra. Welcome back to Skagway. We need more Greeks in Alaska. I don't think there's any danger Demetra's leaving Alaska. To Tally, since you left, our water's been frozen. Thanks for the Fairbanks touch. Merry Christmas to Deb and Kim, Britta and Paul, Carla, Kathy, Richard, Peter and Karen, and all my cross-country skiing friends in Juneau, and Valerie and Homer. Happy holidays to Susan in Sitka and all the great staff of the Alaska Community Foundation in Anchorage. Merry Christmas to all my ANS sisters of Camp 70 in Juneau. Happy holidays to Nita and Jerry in an undisclosed southern location, and Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year to everyone in Pelican. I'll get that cabin built someday from Cindy and Bill in Petersburg. And now to John at Bald Eagle Preserve. Hello, John. You talking to Chocat?
Yeah. Hi, Steve. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to everybody in Ketchikan. Wanted to especially say happy ho-ho to Dave Rubin, to Judith and Sam, to Blake and Brandy and Max, to Lisa and the kids, to everybody at the Ketchikan Yacht Club and everybody at KRBD, to my wife Becky, who's at work right now in Juneau, to Dale and Lou, to Ann and Gordon, to Greg and Liz and the family, Stuart and Susie and their family, to Romeo, to Jan, to Costa, and everybody at K2. Also in Sitka, to Rachel and the kids, to Lisa, to Colette, Rob and Stacy and family, to Judy, to Devin, and to the Belly Meat Boys. In Fairbanks, Robin and Pat and Will and Trudy and family, to Speaks on Denali, and finally to Tully and Susie and Tom and Jan, wherever you all are, to Tracy and all the YCC alums of 1980 and Moose Pass, and especially to everybody there at APRN and all the stations.
John, that was as organized as if you were from New Ixit.
Thanks. Happy ho-ho.
Happy ho-ho to you, too, John Hunt. And this one from Lisa Frederick. I hope you get the name of this place because I don't know it. Happy holidays to my family in Ooganik Bay. Jean, Dave, Linda, Ron, Edson, Steve, Shauna, and the Pingrees. Love from Lisa and David. I don't have an address for that one. Let's go to Gary. Joins the program from Homer. Welcome to the Holiday Greetings edition of Talk of Alaska, Gary.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to my old buddy Gary Benson out in Galena and his wife and a child, and also to Mrs. McNutt, wherever she is. I'm not sure if she's in Shoshana or Sterling. Merry Christmas. And also to the Robbins family way down in Southeast. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Gary from Homer. Susan Trupka to Talk of Alaska. Steve, thanks for hosting this wonderful program every year. Listening has become an important tradition to me. This is my 15th holiday season in Alaska. My family's in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Florida, California, and Oregon. Listening to all the loving holiday wishes flying across the state makes the season feel warmer and brighter. That's Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa Ka. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa Ka. To Steve, Beattie, and Lynn. Oh, thank you so much for that. Let's go to Terry now in Juneau. Welcome to the Holiday Greetings edition of Talk of Alaska, Terry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to wish first my son, Alex, who's here for home from college. I'm in Juneau. And I also want to wish a Merry Christmas to my daughter, Haley, who is a senior in high school here in Juneau. I also want to send out a a statewide greeting to all the members of the Alaska Mental Health Board and the Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, and the staff of that board. Those are all my buddies, and they're all statewide everywhere. So if you're listening, this is a shout-out to you guys. And then most especially to my very, very special friend, Teresa Lincoln in Tuxuk Bay, who I've known for almost 30 years and haven't seen in a couple of years. And anyone hearing this message, please pass it on.
All right, Terry. Thank you. And I'm sure they will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That call from Juno. This one comes from Len and Ningi Anderson and family, all our relatives in Chungnak, Ambler, Norvik, Kotzebue, and Kiana, and to all our friends in Alaska who have touched our lives one way or another. Hope this coming year will be a good one. This one coming from Len and Ningi Anderson and family. Doreen joins the program from Barrow. Doreen, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hi.
I think good I know morning. You, Doreen Simmons.
Hi, yes, this is Doreen Simmons. Hey, happy Merry Solstice. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah to you and Johanna.
Thank you.
And I'd like to wish Christmas greetings to people up and down the Kuskokwim who are relatives of my sons, Fred and Dean Miller. Happy holidays to all of you. And to my friends and families all over the North Slope, my aunties, Cora Simmons, Lena Simmons, Ruth Burnell in Anchorage, Helen Kuzuk. You're either in Nuiqsut or Anchorage. Happy holidays. Kivuaq and Fanny Amawaq, Merry Christmas. My grandchildren, Preston Nareq might be listening, and your Anna and Dada, James and Anna Nareq, Merry Christmas, and Merry Solstice. To all the women who are frantically sewing like mad for the Christmas feast, all the whalers cutting muktuk and whale meat to feed all of Barrow, in all the churches here. Lori and Annie, Merry Christmas. I just miss you guys. Diana Gish down in, I think she's in Kodiak, right?
That's right, she's in Kodiak.
Yeah, Diana, Merry Christmas. And I think that's all except for the class of 1966 in Sheldon Jackson. I haven't said this, but I will hunt down every one of you for voting me the shyest in our class of 1966 at Sheldon Jackson High School. I can remember that far back. But Merry Christmas, and thanks so much for having this program.
Doreen, thank you so much for your warm greetings. It's Talk of Alaska Holiday Greetings Edition. We're going to have to take a break here, and then we'll go to Manakotik as Talk of Alaska continues.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from AlaskaDispatch.com, reporting from across the state using multimedia and citizen journalism online to tell the story of our state. Find your Alaskan news at AlaskaDispatch.com. The Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance has a simple request. If you smoke, take it outside. Smoking hurts more than just you. Secondhand smoke increases the risk of coronary heart disease and kills nearly 50,000 non-smoking Americans every year. Smoking around your kids causes chronic and life-threatening diseases and is linked to sudden infant death syndrome. So if you choose to smoke, make a choice that protects others who don't. Take it outside. This message sponsored by the Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance.
Well, we've only got about 9 minutes left to go, and we got way more greetings coming in than we can possibly pass on. This one from Margie at Lord of Life in North Pole. I'd like to wish a blessed Christmas to all the women of the Alaska Synod of the ELCA from Wrangell and all of the Southeast, and the MV Christian to Wales and Nome and Shishmaref from their sisters in the interior, and to my sister and brother-in-law, Kathy and Rick Ernst on Petersville Road. See you soon from Margie at Lord of Life in North Pole. Manakotik, Anuska, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Anuska Sears, and I'm from Manicotic Heights. I'd like to say Merry Christmas, first of all, to my oldest son. I know he may not be listening. He's in Arizona.
He may not.
Richard and Melody and Quincy in Anchorage. Rich is my son. Travis and Anna, they're in Bristol Bay. To my brothers, Jimmy in Dillingham, George, Arknarkak, and family in Togiak. Pavel and 60, I hope you guys are listening. I don't know if they're awake. Carl Nielsen and family and children in Anchorage. My sister Lydia and Ardy in St. Paul. Donna and her family here in Manicotic Heights. And also to my Grandma Gusak in Togiak, Mr. and Mrs. Apalak in Manicotic, Henry Alakayak and family, Gweem and family, Nancy Osborne and family in Seward, Molly Norris and her family in Hoona, and all my friends and relatives throughout the state of Alaska that are listening. And I hope you guys have a merry, merry Christmas. You guys have a safe holiday, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Anuska. I call from Manicotic. This one from Margaret. Hi, I'd like to wish my Auntie Ellie and Uncle Bob, Cousins Quinn and Allison Anagayak in Bethel, Auntie Mary and Uncle Bill Ingram, and Cousins Billy, Jan, Chris, and Marcus in Chugiak a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year. This coming from Shadunks, Brant, Madison, and Macy Williams in Dillingham. Hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. Love you all very much. And I wish you all were in Dillingham spending Christmas with us this year at Graham's. Now all the way up to Barrow and Michelle. Welcome to Talk of Alaska, Michelle.
Good morning and happy holidays.
Thank you.
I'd like to wish a very Merry Christmas to the loves of my life, Charles and Caden. I love you guys. And to my parents, Vincent and Cammie Beans in Anchorage. And to my brothers and sisters all over Alaska, Jennifer, Joel, Cheryl and Charlton, Mikey, Ditta and Danny. And to my no-name Gaka baby, I love you. Also to my grandma in Imonik. And to all my aunts and uncles all over Alaska and my cousins. And to the Hobson family here in Barrow, Chucky, Linda, Charlene, Dean, Melissa, Christina, Emran, Lena, Stacy, Cassie and Omakbuk, and to Tonya, Luann, Lee, and her boys in Imonik, to Gwenny in Anchorage, and to all my friends all over the state of Alaska. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I think that is it.
Thank you, Michelle from Barrow. It's the Holiday Greetings edition of Talk of Alaska. A very Merry Christmas to June Rakoff and Heidi Schoppenhorst in Wiseman. Wow. Love from Mary Farber in Fairbanks. Timothy in Neposkiak. Welcome to the Holiday Greetings edition of Talk of Alaska.
Yeah, to Alex and Whale. Hope you have a Merry Christmas over there. Slavic Tigiti, Asilin Nestiti, Ginasu Ilanga, Nabaskar Mutni, Tivinalit, you Halu, Dingan, that's it. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Timothy. This one from Kirsten Christensen in, I think, Sitka. Solstice greetings to Greg and Sharon in Sitka, Dave and Gloria in Sitka, Mike and April, Layla and Evie in Anchorage, Ken and Amy in Fairbanks, Gary and Amy in Barrow, and Phil and Amy in Fairbanks from Kirsten, Bruce, and Ree. Yes, in Sitka. Let's go to South Naknek, I believe. Glenn, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
I'd like to say happy Christmas to Jeff Schroeder down there in Boulder, Idaho, from his friends here at South Naknek. And I'd like to say happy holidays to you and all of Alaska. Have a good one.
Okay.
I listen to you every day.
All right, Glenn. Thank you so much for your call.
Have a happy
All right, let's go to Lawrence now. St. Michael, down in the YK Delta. Hello, Lawrence. Welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Hey, good morning. First of all, let's say Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones and to our elders all the way from Barrow all the way down south. They were here first. And all the loved ones we have lost, like myself, I lost my wife and my son. So everybody have to be strong. And like to say Merry Christmas to my grandchildren, all 13 of them, and to my brother, sisters, and also to Fred Washington and family in Anchorage, Pius Washington here in St. Michael, my mom. I know if she's listening, may still be in bed, but anyway, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everyone. God loves us, and you have a nice day.
Lawrence, I'm sure a number of people are very happy to hear that you're holding up. Thank you very much for your call to Talk of Alaska, the Holiday Greetings Edition. And now let's go to Roger, joins the program from White Mountain. Just got a couple minutes left. Roger, welcome to Talk of Alaska.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the following people, to Teresa and her boy Donovan, Mary, Ron and his family in the Anchorage Bowl, Hi Ginger and family from the Norbert clan, to Dee and her daughters Joy and Kuvi and their families in the Sitka area, Hi Aulahana and family wherever you are, to my sister Rachel in Eagle River, to my sister Grace and her whole clan in the Dillingham area, to KDLG staff in Dillingham. Good job, guys. Also to Sam Tuark and his co-workers in Unicleet. Happy holidays. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Roger. Thank you so much from White Mountain. Merry Christmas to Kathy, Dan, and Luke Westerberg and Homer from Greta, Lydia, and their folks in Sitka. And Danny, so many friends around the state to say hi to. I'm going to make a general hi and happy holidays to my friends in Galena and surrounding areas. I miss you. It's been way too long. Hi to my North Slope friends and family. This is coming from Danny Sparrow in Valdez. Wonderful folks in Fairbanks and, of course, everybody here in Valdez. I miss the traditions and festivities that are unique to each and every place. I've been so lucky to get to live where I've lived and meet who I've gotten to meet, even if it's been years since we have talked. You are in my thoughts. Well, by golly, we're just about to the end of it. Super duper Merry Christmas to all our friends up north, Millie Holly. Oh, I don't have time for all of these. These come from Deborah and Cynthia in Chivac, Alaska. And you must know who you are. And also a bunch of greetings here from Allison Kelly. We didn't get to Elizabeth in Dillingham or Emma in Manicotic or Mona in Aniak. Maybe you can join us again next year. Next week on Talk of Alaska, it'll be time to sum up the past year. Thanks to everybody. I'm Steve Heimel. So long now.
Talk of Alaska is made possible by this member station of the Alaska Public Radio Network, by Alaska Communication Systems, keeping Alaska connected with solutions for small businesses that manage your company's voice and data systems so you can focus on running your business, acsalaska.com. Attention hunters, you must apply now for all drawing hunts and for all Tier 1 and Tier 2 hunts in 2010 and in 2011. There is no application period in the spring of 2010. Be sure to tell hunters they can apply online until December 31st. Information online at wildlife.alaska.gov or 1-907-267-2257. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of APRN, this station, or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at aprn.org. CD copies are available by calling 550-8400.
This is APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network.